ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is 2 round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or 4 tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're starting Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin. In the middle of the Amud, and Amud Aleph, we're dealing with the discussion if a Ben Noach gets killed, has a Chiyav Misa for Gzela. Gemara asks, how could we say that a Ben Noach that steals his Chiyav Misa, we have a Braisa, and the Braisa says that a Kusi be Kusi, and a Kusi be Yisrael is Aser. If a Ben Noach steals from a Ben Noach, or a Ben Noach steals from a Yisrael, the halacha is that it's Aser. Aser is Mashma, that you're not allowed to do it. But if we were saying this a Chiyav Misa, we would use the Lashon Chayav. Gemara's Madcha the Raya. Gemara says that we use the word Aser to contrast the Seifa. In the Seifa, we say that a Yisrael that steals from a Benoyach is Mutter. So in the Reisha, we use the word Aser, but Einachanami, if a Benoyach steals, he's Chayav Misa. Then the Gemara asks, from the Reisha, in the Reisha of this Braisa, we're talking about Shvichas Damim, and we do find that the Tana used the word Chayav. It says, Akusi v'kusi v'kusi b'Yisrael, Benoyach either kills another Benoyach, or Benoyach kills Yisrael. Halach is Yechayev. Over there we don't say Aser, we say Chayev. So we do see that the Tana would use the word Chayev in the case of Yechayev Misa. So why by Gzela does he use the Lashon Aser? Gemara says that really we would prefer to use the word Aser to contrast to Mutter. The reason why by Shvichas Damim we have to say Chayev is because Heichi Lisni, how else could we say? Lisni, Aser, Mutter, we can't say a Lashon of Aser and Mutter because the Halacha is that a kusi and a rei behemadaka loy malin v'loy meridin, which means a Yisrael is not allowed to kill a kusi. So in the Seifa, you can't say mutter. So therefore, we don't contrast a kusi to Yisrael and Yisrael to kusi, saying one is us and one is mutter, because in reality, a Yisrael is not allowed to kill a guy. Therefore, the whole issue is, are you chayiv? Therefore, we differentiate between a kusi be Yisrael and Yisrael be kusi by saying one is chayiv and one is pater. That's the Gemara. But Tavur, a big yisoid, that a Yisrael is usher to kill a guy. Now, there's no pasuk in the Torah that refers to a guy, to a ben noach, that a Yisrael can't kill him. So all the Rishonim say, it's an issur derabanan. The question in the Rishonim is, which type of ben noach has this issur derabanan? This din, that a Yisrael is not allowed to kill a ben noach, on what type of ben noach are we talking about? The Rabbeinu Yaino over here says, it must be that this Gemara is talking about even a ben noach that does not keep the Zayin Mitzvahs b'nei noach. Because halacha is that a ben noach that keeps the Zayin Mitzvahs b'nei noach, we call him a ger toshev. He has a right to live in Eretz Yisrael, and he has a lot of halachas that are unique to a ger toshev more than a regular guy. One of them is, v'chai achichi imach. There's a mitzvah l'achiyosai. There's a mitzvah to give staka and support a ger toshev. So how could this Bryce say, lo yimalin v'lo yimaridin? Lo yimalin means you don't have to take him out of the bar. If you have a mitzvah to chaya him and give him sustenance, then of course you have to take him out of the bar. If our Bryce is saying that you have no chiv to save him, just that you're not allowed to kill him, obviously we're not talking about a ben noyach who has the status of a ger toshev that keeps his zayim mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Rather, we're talking about someone that does not keep the zayim mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Over there you have no mitzvah l'achiyosa, and still you're not allowed to kill him. So Rabbeinu Yaino holds the issur derabanan for Yisrael to kill a ben noyach applies even to a ben noyach that does not keep the Zayin Mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Now the Mechaber Neredeya, Simen Kuf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, says a line, Ein Mesavvim Lahem Misa. You don't cause them Misa. The Taz, Sivkot Aleph over there, understands that it's Aser to kill, and he brings it right from Al Gemara, that it's Aser to kill a ben noyach. The Shach and the Beis Yosef himself, they argue. They say that this words ein mesavvim lahem misa, which comes from the Rambam and earlier Sfarim, doesn't mean that you're not allowed to kill him. It just means you don't have a chiyuv to kill him. You don't have to kill him, but, you know, lafuke, let's say, amaleki, that there's a mitzvah to kill, a regular guy, there's no mitzvah to kill, but you're allowed to kill him. Now, the Taz says, on the Beis Yosef, how could the Beis Yosef argue on our Gemara? We have a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daphne, Zion, black and white. The Gemara says, le'malin v'le'meridin. It's referring to a Ben Noach, and it's saying, you're not allowed to kill him. How could the Beis Yosef, and the Shach who goes with the Beis Yosef, how could they paskin that you're allowed to kill a Ben Noach? So the Shach himself answers this question in the Nekudas HaKesef, on the Gilyon, on the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kufnin Ches. He says, our Gemara is talking about someone that was Mekayim the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Only if you're Mekayim the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, then we have Halacha that you're not allowed to kill him. But the Beis Yosef is talking about someone that was not Mekayim the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach. If you're not Mekayim the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, you're allowed to kill him. So we have a clear Machlaikis Rabbein Yoina and the Beis Yosef. Are you allowed to kill? Is there an Issa the Rabbana to kill a Bnei Noach that does not keep the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach? Rabbein Yoina said our Gemara must be talking about Dafka Ben Noach that does not keep the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, because if he kept the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, there would be a mitzvah lach Yosef. So how can we say Loi Malin? The Beis Yosef is saying, the Gemara is talking about someone that did keep the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, because if you didn't keep the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, you're allowed to kill him. So now we have to answer Rabbein Yoina's Kasha. Rabbein Yoina had asked that if we're talking about someone that's Mekayim the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, then there is a mitzvah lach Yosef, so the halacha should be Malin from the bar. So we have to answer for the Beis Yosef al pi the Ritva. The Ritva in Makis Daf Tes, he has three levels. He's mechadish that not every person that keeps the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach automatically gets the status of a Ger Toshav and has this halacha of a Chayei Chicha Imach. Rather, he says, it has to be someone that went to Beis Din and made an official, formal Kabbalah to keep the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach. If you make that Kabbalah in Beis Din to be Mekayim the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, then you have a Din Ger Toshav and you're allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael and Zechiyah V'Lach Yosef. However, if someone just keeps the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, then you don't have the status of a Ger Toshav, and you don't have a Chiyuv to be Mechayahim, but you still can't kill him. The third Madrig is someone that doesn't keep the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, and him you're allowed to kill. So this would be beautiful, according to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef would say that, of course, there's a Pasuk of Mechayah Chicha Imach, that a Ger Toshav has a Chiyuv, we have a Chiyuv to be Mechayahim. And therefore, it doesn't make sense that Al Gemara that says Ein Malin cannot be talking about a Ger Toshav. So the Rabbein Yoina jumped. If it's not talking about a Ger Toshav, it must be talking about someone that does not keep the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So you see, there's an Issa to kill someone that doesn't keep the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach. According to Ritva, the three steps, and the Ritva speaks it out clearly, the halachas of the Beis Yosef, that if you're a Ger Toshav, you have a Chiyuv to be Mechayah him, and you'll have to be Malin him from the bar. If he's not a Ger Toshav, if he was not Mekabel and Bezin, but he keeps his Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, then Loi Malin V'Loi Meridin, that would be our Gemara, not like Rabbeinu Yoina, that our Gemara is talking about someone that was not Mekayim the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, rather we're talking about someone that was Mekayim them, but not with a formal Kabbalah and Bezin. And then the Halacha of the Beis Yosef is the third level in the Ritva, that if you're not Mekayim the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, then you're even allowed to kill him. So we have here Machlaikis, really Rabbeinu Yoina and the Ritva. If someone is not Mekayim the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, are you allowed to kill him? And we also have a machlokes, which really flows one from the other, and that is if someone is Mekayim the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach without a formal Kabbalah, do we have the halacha that you're mechuyev to be mechayim, which includes that you be mechuyev to be malahim from the bar? The Gemara continues, and it says, Kayotzi by begezel mahi. In the Braisa, we had said that by gezel, the halacha is that a kusi is chayev. And not only Gezel Mamish, even Kiyotzibai, even things that are similar to Gezel, also have this halacha that a Kusi Bekusi and a Kusi Bisrael is Chayiv, and a Yisrael Bekusi is Mutter. What's an example of Kiyotzibai Begezel? So Gemara attempts a few Mahalachim. Gemara says in the first attempt that maybe we're talking about a Payal Bekarim. A Payal is working in the Karim, a worker is working on a vineyard, and while he's working, he's eating. So that would be a case of a subordinate form of Gezel, a Kiyotzibai of Gezel, it's not Mamash Gezel. And on that we're saying that a Kusi is Chayiv and Yisrael is Pater. The Gemara asks, Payul B'Kerem Amos, what's the case? Ibashask Mar Melacha, if we're talking about while you're taking it off the tree, the Halacha is a Teiru, there's a Pasuk that says that during the time of you finishing up the picking process and you're making the Mechubar to be a Talush, the Halacha is you're allowed to eat. So if you're allowed to eat, So how are you telling me that the kusi is chayav misa? Now this halacha that a poel is allowed to eat was said by Yisrael. So why is Gemara assuming that this halacha applies to Benayach also? So Rashi says, Vesu, the end of the Ramaskal Hatera, Rashi says, Vesu b'kusi hechi asalei, how could it be asal by a kusi? Mia kemidi di Yisrael b'Yisrael shari ulakusi asal. How could it be that a Yisrael from another Yisrael is allowed to take this? This is not called gazal. This is a custom that a poel, a worker, is allowed to eat while he's working. And now you're telling me that if a kusi takes this, he's chayav misa? It can't be. But it's before in this Gemara that a ben noyach is allowed to eat from another ben noyach's food while he's working. There's a tremendous chiddush in this halacha. Reb Chaim, in his sefer, in the Rambam, Hilchos Me'ilah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, is mechiyach from here, a big yesod in this mitzvah, in this din, of a poel eating from a kerem. He clears the following shaila. How are we supposed to understand this halacha that a poel could eat from a kerem? Is it a mitzvah similar to this that we find, like Saksim Shrabadisha? You're not allowed to use an animal and muzzle the animal while he's threshing. Sabar al-Chaim is a form of Sabar al-Chaim to work an animal and not let him eat while he's working. That is a straight mitzvah. That has nothing to do with any dine mamnus. For example, if you own your own animal and you're working with your own animal, you're also not allowed to muzzle him. Now, it's not because you owe anything to your animal. It's not a dine mamnus. Rather, it's a mitzvah. You have to wear tzitzis. So too, you're not allowed to muzzle your animal. Maybe it's based on the laws of Tzar Balchayim, but the mitzvah is, to straight out mitzvah, hakaf de gavra, a person that's using an animal to work has to let him eat. Now this halacha of poel bekerem, we could clarify. You're having a worker working. Is it a mitzvah? Just like you have to treat your animal respectfully and let him eat, so too, any worker in your field, you have to let him eat. Or it's not a mitzvah at all. Rather, it's a schus mamon. He has a monetary right and like a side benefit that while he's working, he's allowed to eat. And this would be similar to a halva that a person owes you if he borrows money and he has to give it back to you. It's not really a mitzvah that he has to pay back to you. Rather, you have a monetary claim on him. He owes you money. So to over here, if you're not letting him eat in the field while he's working, he has a monetary claim on you. Since you hire a worker, the laws of the Torah are that any worker in the field has a monetary claim to have the side benefit that while he's working, he's allowed to eat. Reb Chaim wants to prove from this Gemara that the Gemara is saying that a ben noyach is allowed to eat from another ben noyach if the entire din that you're allowed to eat is all a mitzvah on the owner of the field to let his workers eat. Ben noyach don't have this mitzvah. Ben noyach have only the mitzvahs we mentioned earlier, the Zayin mitzvahs ben noyach. He has no mitzvah to let workers eat. So if it's only a mitzvah, why would he have to let the worker eat? So why would the worker be allowed to eat? So it must be, it's a schus mamon. And mamonis they have. They have a din of gezel. We spoke out the Ramban. The Ramban says that including gezel, zaynoh, and kevish chasachir, all monetary obligations are included in gezel. So if it's a monetary obligation, then we understand it very well. When you hire a worker, the worker is entitled to this side benefit, this worker benefit. Therefore, if you don't let him have it, so you're doing a form of gazel, and therefore you have to let him eat. And therefore it's understandable, even a ben noyach has to let a ben noyach eat. It's derived from here that the din of a poel eating from a keren by Yisrael is not just a mitzvah, rather it's a schus mamon. So Reb Chaim's chiddush and Hilchos Me'ilah, the Chazon Ish in Hilchos Gilyonos, in the back of Reb Chaim, argues vehemently on Reb Chaim. He says there's no such raya. If anything, you have a raya faket. You have a raya exact opposite. Because Rashi over here says, the reason why the Gemara is asking that a kusi should be mutter is, Rashi's lashon is, the subakusi hechi asalei, mia kamidi, the Yisrael of Yisrael shari yul kusi asalei. How could it be that Yisrael is allowed to eat from another Yisrael, and we're going to say that a kusi is going to be asked to eat from a kusi? It can't be. The Chazon just says, if the svar was that there's a schus mamon, then Rashi would not need to say a mia kamidi. From the fact that Rashi says in Miyak Midi, it sounds like the opposite. It sounds like really it's a mitzvah. And the mitzvah does not apply to Ben Noach. So in reality, if the mitzvah does not apply to Ben Noach, another Ben Noach goes into his field should not be allowed to take. On that, Rashi comes up with a svar. Rashi says, if a Yisrael would be working by Yisrael, he would be allowed to eat, and he wouldn't have any Isser. How could it be that Yisrael from Yisrael is mutter, and when a kusi comes to another kusi, he's going to be chayev misa? It can't be that he's going to be chayav misa on something that by Yisrael would be mutter. That means that the owner, the benayach who owns the field, is allowed to stop him from eating. Because he has no mitzvah to let people eat. The whole thing of a pile of kerem is a mitzvah. The benayach who owns the field does not have to keep the mitzvah. He doesn't have to let you do it. But if you go and steal it, the Gemara is asking, how could we say that kiyotzibay of gezel, that a subordinate form of gezel that a benayach is chayiv on, is a pile of kerem? But if a Yisrael would do this from a Yisrael, it would be mutter. So how can we say that a benayach that steals from another benayach is going to be chayiv? You can't be chayiv misa by something that by Yisrael would be mutter. But from the fact that Rashi needs that svara, is a raya the other side. Really, it's a mitzvah. And the mitzvah does not apply to a benayach. So really, the benayach that's coming into the field is a gazlin. On that, Rashi says, you can't be mechayiv misa for such a gezel if by Yisrael would be mutter. So, coming out with a tremendous machlokes achrayim in the havana of this halacha of a poel v'kerem. Reb Chaim is proving from our Gemara that it must be, it's not just a mitzvah, rather it's a schus mamon, and the Chazon is proving from Rashi the opposite. He's proving from Rashi that it's not a schus mamon, rather it's just a mitzvah ba'alma. Then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara attempts another pshat in understanding what it means ki yotze b'hen. The Gemara says, Amar ha-papa le-nitzricha el le-pachas mishavar puto. We're referring to less than a sharputa, and that would be the case. It's only a kiyetzibahen. It's not mamash gzela. It's a lower form of gzela. And a kusi b'Yisrael would be chayiv, but a Yisrael b'kusi would be pater. Now, Rashi is mayrach over here. Rashi seems to be bothered because mavur in the entire Gemara that since we say Yisrael b'kusi is mutter, so it's mavur that Yisrael b'Yisrael is aser. So we have to understand why Yisrael be Yisrael is aser, but at the same time, we have to make it into a chayetzibahen. We have to make sure that it's a lower level and it's not mamash gzela. If it's mamash gzela, then you wouldn't call it a chayetzibahen, as is evident from the next Gemara's Kasha, that by kusi b'kusi, there's no b'nei mechila, so it's gezel ma'alyu. So it's mavur in the Gemara, that chayetzibahen has to be not a gezel ma'alyu. It has to be a lower form of gezel. So Rashi says the following. Rashi says that the iser you have by Yisrael from Yisrael, because even though the Gemara explains that there's a mechila by less than a pruta, but saira b'shaitim yilislei, at the time in exela you are causing someone pain, therefore it is usr, but you're not over the lav of leisigzel, and heshev is exela, because that lav and asay are all by midi dehashavin, kari gezel, only things that it applies the halacha to return, which is by a shav pruta, and then you could kareen and be gezel, you'd be included in the lav of leisigzel. Since over here, less than sharputa, you don't have a mitzvah hashava, therefore you also don't have leisigzel, therefore it's not mamash gzela. So Rashi figured out this middle madrega, it's aser by Yisrael v'Yisrael, but it's only a kiyotzibahen, it's not mamash gezel. Rashi fears, Rashi ends off, why by akusi are you chayef? If we're saying there's no leisigzel, it's not mamash gzela, because there's no mitzvah hashava, so why is akusi different? So Rashi says, because a kusi lav baris shavenhu. Kusi does not have the mitzvah of hashava, so he's not included in the pasuk of hashava, which is mashma only a pruta. So since he doesn't have the pasuk of hashava, so there's no reason for us to assume that a kusi would have any differentiation between a pruta and not a pruta. The only reason by Yisrael we're differentiating is because leisigzel goes together with hashava, and hashava needs a pruta, so leisigzel needs a pruta. But by a kusi that does not have hashava, therefore, Rashi says, there's no reason for us to say that his iser leisigzel, which causes a misa, would have any chiluk, any difference between a pruta and a non-pruta. The Stipler, in the Kilas Yaakov, in Simen Chav Dalad, says that without Rashi, one could have said a much easier distinction between a Yisrael be Yisrael and a Kusi be Yisrael to explain why Yisrael be Yisrael is aser, but it's not Gezel Mamish, but by Kusi be Yisrael, he's going to be Chayiv Misa. Disciple says that, we'll get this later in the Shir, but it's Mavur in the Paiskim, a strong side, that a Chatzi Pruta is like a Chatzi Shir, just like we know if you eat less than a Kezayas, it's aser, but you don't get punished. So every chatzi pruta is like a chatzi shir. The halacha is that a chatzi shir is aser, but you don't get an einish. Therefore, it's a kayyotze behen of gzela, that a Yisrael is aser, but he's not going to be punished for, so it's not going to be on the level of a real gzela. So Rashi could have said a very simple thing. A Yisrael be Yisrael by a chatzi pruta, since it's a chatzi shir, So it's aser, but you're not getting an einish. You're not mamish over the lav because only a chatzis shir. However, we know that all the halacha Moshe Messina, as Rambam says this a few times, all the halacha Moshe Messina of shurim were never said by a ben noyach. By a ben noyach, there's no shir of a kezayis. Isser Eva Menachai, even less than a kezayis would apply the isser to a ben noyach because there's no shir of kezayis said to b'nei noyach. Therefore, the disciple says, the entire idea of chatzis shir doesn't apply, so even less than a pruta, it has the same chashivas as a pruta, so by a ben doyach you get killed, and by a ben Yisrael, by a regular yid, it's only chatzis shir, so it's aser, but it's not mamish gzela. So you'll be mekayim all the things that Rashi's trying to do. We're trying to have that Yisrael, Yisrael is aser, but it's only a kiyotzevahen, but by a kusi, he's going to be chayiv misa. So we can say chatzis shir, and you'll be mekayim all these issues. So from the fact that Rashi didn't say this, the disciple wants to say, it's mukach that Rashi holds that the yisod of a chatzi put is not because of chatzi shir, rather because of mechila. In our Gemara we see that the reason why you putter when you steal less than a puta, sounds like from the Parashat Gemara, is because it's mechil. So Rashi holds the only reason, the only thing missing by less than a puta is that there's a mechila. And it's no shir of shor pruta. There's never a shir of a pruta. Rather, the entire thing is, if you steal less than a pruta, then every yid is automatically mechila. We have a right to assume he's being mechila, and therefore you don't have a chiyav hashava. If the whole thing is based on mechila, so Rashi was bothered. Why is there any yisur at all? So Rashi says, since at the time of the stealing you did pay him, therefore there's an yisur. So then Rashi's bothered that there's an Isser. Why are you not having a Leisigzel? So Rashi says, it's an Leisigzel because it's not enough to have a Chiyav HaShava because he's always Michael. But the only point of a Kiyotzevahen, the only thing missing is that there's no Chiyav HaShava because he's Michael. It ends up that because there's no Chiyav HaShava, so you don't end up with Leisigzel. So that's why it's Kiyotzevahen. Rashi couldn't say it's Kiyotzevahen because only a Chatzi Shir, because Rashi holds there's no Shir of a Shava Puta. And we'll see this a little more later in the Shir. The Machan Ephraim and Cheschinuch have the Shiloh if the side of Pachas Miputa is Mechila or it's not Mammon at all because it's a Shir, and less than the Shir is not Mammon. From Rashi, that did not say the differentiation that the stipler made, that a Chatzi Shir is Aser for Yisrael, but not Chayiv, it's only Kiyotzeman, and a Kusi is Chayiv Misa. The fact that Rashi didn't say this is a Mavur that Rashi holds. There's no Shir of Pruta. The entire Din is all because of Mechila. Now, another point we have to speak out in Rashi. Rashi says clearly that a kusi does not have hashava, which seems very logical. All the mitzvahs in the Torah, a kusi doesn't have. A kusi doesn't have a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. Doesn't have a mitzvah to keep Shabbos. He doesn't have a mitzvah to do hashava. However, there's a tesis in Erev and Afsamach Bezim and Aleph, which says a tremendous chiddush that there is a chiyav hashava for a ben nayach. Now, the question is, where did Taisus get such a mitzvah from? Since we know that Bnei Noach do not have the mitzvah in the Torah, how did Taisus have a right to say that Bnei Noach have the mitzvah of Hashava? So the stipler, in the siman we mentioned earlier, in siman Chav Dalet, he has two mahalachim. Either he says that it's including dinim. We know that the Bnei Noach have to keep dinim. Dinim, the Ramban says, includes any monetary obligation. You have to pay workers on time. You have to pay back your loans. You can't cheat someone when you sell them something. So included in that is that if you steal something, you have to give it to them back. But not because there's any mitzvah per se of hashava. He doesn't have an eighth mitzvah. Rather, he has din of dinim to do the proper monetary obligations. And since you have someone's object, you have to give it back because of the din of dinim. So one mahalach disciple says, he says, or you could say that's including gezel. Now, even though you already did the gazel, it could be that every second that you have it, we consider it a gazel. Every second you're holding someone else's thing without his permission, that's included in the din of gazel. So you have to give it back just so that it shouldn't be gazel. According to that, if it wouldn't be be'en, you don't have it by you anymore, you wouldn't have to give it back. The entire din you have to give it back is because you're doing gazel every second. But both of these pshatim are coming with one yisoid. There's no way in the world that when the Torah said the mitzvah of a heishiv esakzela that we're talking to Bnei Noach. Torah has never meant that this mitzvah is talking to people that are non-Jews. Rather, based on their other mitzvahs, either gezel or dinim, they're going to have to return it, and they're mechuyev in hashava because of that. Now, this has a major nafkamina. This machlekes Rashi and Torah has a major nafkamina in learning our sugya if a goy has a chiyuv hashavah. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila Perek Aleph Halacha Beis paskins that it's usur to steal a chatzi pruta. Question is, where does he get it from? So the chayyur is makar to me our sugya. Our Gemara sounds like a Yisrael from a kusi is mutter, but a Yisrael from a Yisrael is usur. So it's clear that Yisrael is not allowed to steal a chatzi pruta. The story of stealing a chatzi pruta, the Magen Mishnah says that it's a chatzi shir. There's a shir of pruta. And if you steal less than the shear, if it's only a chatzi puta, it's only a chatzi shear, and chatzi shear is also min ha-tayra. But the Lach Mishnah asked the following question. Lach Mishnah asked that on the testament Aleph, the Gemara says a rule. Mi'ikamidi, that the Yisrael is mutter and a guy is also. There's no halacha that we have in the Yisrael b'nei Noach that's more usher for a guy than a yid. All the dinim of a guy are nothing more, that they also have the same halachas that we have seven times. There are seven mitzvahs that they have the same halachas as us. But we never find that we're more machmir, more strict with a guy than a yid. The Mara asks, what do you mean? When you steal less than Sharaputa, by Yisrael it's mutter, and by a guy it's asr. The Mara answers, no, that's not because we're more strict by a guy. Rather, when you steal from Yisrael, there's mechila, and when you steal from a guy, there's no mechila. The question is, says the Lech HaMishnah, according to the Rambam, when you steal less than Sharputa, it's asr. If it's asr, what was the Gemara's question? What was the Gemara asking that Pachas Meputa is something that's mutter for Yisrael and asr for a guy? It's not mutter for Yisrael. The Rambam passing says it's asr to steal from Yisrael Pachas Meputa. If the Gemara is asking on the klal of Miyakimidi that Yisrael is mutter and a guy is asr from the rule of stealing Pachas Sharputa, so it's evident that the Gemara understands that there's no issur to steal less Sharputa. This is the Lech HaMishnah's Sarachi and Kasha on the Rambam. The Goyin, the Bira Groin, Chesha Mishpat, Simen Shimen Ches, Eis Aleph, he answers a very simple answer. He says it's not Shver. Our Sugya Dafnin Zayin, which is pretty clear that it is usur to steal less than Sharputa, that's talking about the rights to do it. So we're saying that Yisrael from Yisrael is usher to do it, like the Rambam says, like the Magen Mishnah explains, it's a chati shir, you're not allowed to steal less Sharaputa. A guy that does it is chai misa, Yisrael is not chai misa, but it's usher to do, usher to steal. The Gemara later on, that's mashman as mutter, the Gemara is talking about after you stole. The Gemara is talking about achiyah mashava. The Gemara is saying, how could you tell me there's a rule that anything that's mutter for Yisrael is usher for a guy, but we know that once you stole, now the actual stealing is usher, bein the Yisrael, bein the Ben Noach. It's always usher to steal less than Sharaputa. But once you did it, what's the halacha? So by Ben Noach, the halacha is you have to give it back. And by Yisrael, you don't have to give it back. So you see, you're more makel by Yisrael than a Ben Noach. Because ain't a chanami not allowed to steal, but after you stole, we're being more makel by Yisrael and letting you keep it. So there's no right, not like the Rambam. The Rambam that says you're not allowed to steal stems perfectly with the Gemara Nafna Des. Because of course you're not allowed to steal, but once you steal, then the halacha is you don't have to give it back. On that, the Gemara asks, is there a proof that you can be more machmer by Ben Noach than by Yisrael? And that, the Gemara answers, that's not a chumrah. Rather, it's just a technical fact that every time you steal from Yisrael, you have a mechila. And when you steal from Ben Noach, you don't have a mechila. The Yad Ramah over here attempts to say this teretz of the Gra, but he says, no, you can't say that, because a kusi does not have a chiyuv hashavah. You can't tell me the Gemara Naftan Tess. It's not talking about the actual taking. Rather, it's talking about the chiyuv hashavah. And we're saying that a kusi has a chiyuv hashavah. And now in Yisrael, Ramah says it's not true. A kusi does not have a chiyuv hashavah. So that is really dependent on this machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos in Erev and Nafsam Chumim Aleph. We said Rashi Vyas is pretty clear, and Rashi and Erevin also pretty clear. There's no chiyuv hashavah by a goy. And like we said, that logic dictates that. Why would you say there's a mitzvah, a new mitzvah by a kusi? Tosfos says there is a chiyuv hashavah. The side where two mahalchim had to understand that. But Tosfos mechadish, there is a chiyuv hashavah by a goy. So you can only say the teretz of the gra of the goyin for the Rambam to answer Lech Mishnah's kasha according to Tosfos. But according to Rashi and the Yad Ramah, there's no chiyuv hashavah. You can't say this answer. The problem is really that you can't say this answer for anybody because we're trying to answer the Rambam. The whole kasha was a Lech Mishnah kasha on the Rambam. And the Rambam himself never says that a kusi has a chiyuv hashavah. Rebbe Eger points this out. Rebbe Eger and Hilchos Gilyonis for the Rambam. Hilchos Gzeila Perek Aleph As this kasher from Daf Nun Tes, Lechem Mishnah's kasher, he attempts the Gaon's answer that maybe we're talking about Hashava, and he says it can't be. The Rambam never mentions anywhere that Akusi has a Chiv Hashava. So he lost the ability to say this Teres for the Rambam. For us to say the Gemara Daf Nun Tes is not talking about taking, rather talking about returning, that's all predicated on the fact that we're assuming that a guy has a Chiv Hashava. If the Rambam never mentions anywhere that a guy has a Chiv Hashava, it's not a good answer to say that the Gemara Daf Nun Tes is talking about Hashava. Now we can answer Kvegas Kasha and say that the Rambam felt no need to say that Akusi has a Chiv Hashava. The Rambam would only have to say that Akusi has a Chiv Hashava if there was a Chiddush going on here that Akusi has a new mitzvah. The Gemara only says seven mitzvahs. If there's a Chiddush that Akusi has a new mitzvah of Hashava, the Rambam should have said it. But if you learn like the Sayyid that we mentioned earlier, that is including Dinim, or it's including Gazel, so I don't know if the Rambam has to say it. The Rambam doesn't have to say every single halacha of Gazel and Dinim. That's a general rule. The Rambam never speaks out the Yehavayna. And the Chassam Sofer, he brought down an earlier Shia, the Chassam Sofer says that even according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Dinim only means setting up Beis Din, it doesn't mean keeping all Dinim, but the Chassam Sofer says the Rambam agrees that Ayna and not paying your workers on time and paying back your halvos are all included in the Zayin mitzvah Ayna'ach because they're included in Gezel. So it's very likely that just like the Rambam didn't mention that he has to keep Ayna and he has to keep Kavish Sachir, because they're all included in Gezel. He already said Gezel. He doesn't have to get involved in every detail. So he doesn't have to say the Chiyav HaShava. Only if you understand Tosis Kipshut, that there's a tremendous Chiddush going on, that the Bnei Noach have a new mitzvah called HaShava, then we have a problem. The Rambam should have mentioned it. But if it's just that every guy has to HaShava because it's included in Dinim or it's included in Gezel, those shot, and then you're talking, the Rambam didn't have to mention that. So we could go back to the Gaon's answer. And we'll say that the test is talking about the Chiyav HaShava. By Yisrael, you're not allowed to steal, but if you steal, you don't have to give it back because it's Mechila. But by a guy, you have to give it back. So Yimara has a proof from the fact that you have to give it back by a guy. You could find a case that were more machmir by a guy, even though the halach is that even by Yisrael, you're not allowed to steal because Yimara is talking about returning. The kasha was that there's no din by a kusi to return. We're saying the Shita's Tais is there is a Chiyav HaShava. Kivega said that's good for Taisis, but the Rambam never mentioned Chiyav HaShava. And that was saying that maybe the Rambam has a Chiyav HaShava, but he felt no need to mention it because it's not really a new din, rather it's just a chiddush in the old dinim of dinim and gezel. Now, continuing on with this topic of Apachas and Shava Pruta, just one last thing, this Machan Ephraim that we mentioned earlier. The Machan Ephraim, Nuchas Gzela Ois Aleph, declares the following Shaila, declares if someone owes less than Shava Pruta, that we know you're potter. Is the reason you're potter because we have a right to assume Mechila, like the Gemara Sanhedrin and Zion, the Gemara Sanhedrin and Tess? Or he says, is the reason you're potter because it's not considered Mammon? And he brings a Gemara in Bava Metzia that says, you find an Aveda, this is Bava Metzia Chavav on the base, if you find an Aveda that's less than Shava Pruta, you have no Chiyav HaShava. Now that's a unique case, because the person that lost it doesn't know that you found it. So you don't have a mechila. The only mechila you would have is based on the rules of Yish Lemi Das, that if he would know about it, he would be mechila. We pass in Yish Lemi Das is not a Yish. So you cannot use a mechila based on the rule that if he would have known about it, he would be mechila. So you don't have a mechila, and still you're potter. So Machan Ephraim proves from there, not like the Mashmois of Al Gemara, rather the reason you're potter by Lashon Hara Pruta is because it's not considered mammon. Doesn't really answer the Mashmois of Al Gemara. So it sounds like he has, you know, Raya's Lekan Alekan. Al Gemara sounds like the reason you're potter is because you're Michael. And the Gemara Bamsi is pretty clear. There's no Din Mammon at all. There's another Nusach to explain the second Sad. The Minchas Chinuch in Siman Kuf Sadi, when he declares the Shaila, what the Ptur of Lashon Hara Pruta is, his two Sadim are, is it because you're Michael, or is it because it's only a Chatzi Shir, like we mentioned from the Magen Mishnah earlier, it's only a Chatzi Shir, and Chatzi Shir does not apply to Mitzvah Zaseh. This whole halacha that we know, that Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah, that if you eat a half of a Kazayis, it's Aser. But by a Chatzi Shir, there's no Mitzvah HaShava. So even if it's Aser to steal, like the Magen Mishnah mentioned earlier, the Ram holds Aser to steal less than a Pruta, because it's a Chatzi Shir, but in the Mitzvah Zaseh, let's say, eat a half of a Kazayis of Matzah, the Minchas Chinuch says, That's a big controversy. And he comes out that you're not mekayim the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. There's no chatzishir by mitzvah asay. Therefore, there's no din. There's no chiyav hashava. Hashava's gzeila and hashava's aveda unless the nashir. This is just another way of explaining the second tzad. That the reason you're potter is not because of mechila. Rather, the Machne Ephraim's lashon was because it had like a din moment of love. And the lashon of the Mechitz Chinuch is because there's no mitzvah asay by a chatzishir. Now we'll go to the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara on top of Amud Beis says, "Ben Noach Nerag B'Dayin Echod U'Be'Eid Echod Shaloi Be'Asra Mipi Ishvelin Pi Isha Afilu Karev." You don't need the same halachas that you need by Yisrael. You don't need two Eidim. You don't need Asra. You don't need a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. It's enough with one Dayin and one Eid. We have to figure out the status of this Dayin and the status of this Eid. Are there any dinim about the Dayin and about the Eid? We find about the Dayin, there's a Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that the Dayin has to be someone that knows all the Dine B'nai Noach. Just like a Dayin by Yisrael, Misvara has to know the halachas that he's passing on, so too, when we're saying that one Dayin is enough, it can't just be any random person. It has to be someone that's a Baki in the Dine B'nai Noach, and he has to keep the Dine B'nai Noach. If he's not keeping the Dine B'nai Noach, that would be like equal to a mummer being a Dayan by B'nai Yisrael. If you don't keep the halachas, you can't be a Dayan. So the Chazon Ish is saying there is some form of halachic dinim that are necessary to be a Dayan by B'nai Noach. Even by a Goy, to be a Dayan, you have to keep the Zayim B'nai Noach and you have to be a Baki in their halachas. In reference to Roiv by a Bezdin of B'nai Noach, it's a tricky question, because really one dayan is enough. But let's say you had three dayanim, and two of them say you're pater, and one says you're chayev. Are we going to say that since one person is saying you're chayev, so since dayan echad is enough to be mechayev you, maybe we should kill him? So there's a Truvis Chsam Sefer near a deism in Ayin that talks about this question. And he says, Misfara, we have a din about the barayv. There's no reason why we shouldn't say a bit the barayv. And we're going to say that if one person says Yechayiv and two people say Yepater, even though one of them had a power to be Mechayiv without the other two, but today that there's a Bezin of three, there's a Taruvas of three, and most of them are saying Pater, the laws of Roy would dictate that you're Pater. But he says if Bez are Mechayiv, you're going to be Chayiv. Since we're going after Roy, and two people are saying you're Chayiv, so just like if one person himself says Yechayiv, you're Chayiv, so there's no reason why two people saying Yechayiv shouldn't be Chayiv, because you have a din of Roy. Actually, the Minchas Chinuch I found in Mitzvah Chavav Ois Chavdal, he's Mesupik. Do you say Roiv to be Machmer? It sounds like in the Minchas Chinuch, to say Roiv to Pater, that's clear. You have two people Pater, one person being Mechayiv, he says you have to Roiv. But to use Roiv by Ben Noach to be Machmer, maybe you won't say. Maybe, if you have a Bezdin of three, then you'll need all three. It's fascinating Chiddush with the Minchas Chinuch. We're saying if you have one, one could kill. If you have three, so you have two of them being Mechayiv. Why shouldn't you be able to kill him? The Mechitz Chinuch has a tzad that since you don't have the Chiddush of Roiv Lahachmir, the Parsha of Roiv was said by Yidden, it was never said for Ben Noach, to use it to kill a Ben Noach, to use the Parsha of Roiv, you might not be able to say. So you won't be able to kill him because since they sat down together with three people and you don't have the consensus of all three, so you need to use the rule of Roiv. The rule of Roiv was never said for Ben Noach, therefore, the Mechitz Chinuch is a supik that maybe you can't kill him. So according to Chassam Sefer, you would be able to use Roiv Lahachmir, but Lahakol, he agrees to the Mechitz Chinuch that you're not going to be able to kill him, you're going to say Roiv to Pater, and the Mechitz Chinuch agrees to that point of Lekula, that you're going to be Pater, but he's specific about being Machmir. There's also a question about Shechad. You allow to give Shechad to a Dayan to Ben Noach. The Yisrael of the question is that you shouldn't be allowed to do it, since the Bnei Noach are Mechuyiv and Dinim. So you're doing Lifnei Iver on one of the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach. We know there's an Issus, Gemara Psachim, it's Aser to do Lifnei Iver, it's Aser to feed a Bnei Noach with Eva Menachai. It's Aser to do Lifnei Iver on Gezel. Any mitzvah he's been Chuyiv on, you're not allowed to abet and aid him in doing this Aver. So if you're giving Sheichad to a Bnei Noach, what you're doing is you're enabling him to be Iver on the Halach of Dinim that he has to judge properly. So this question was asked to the Tumim, and Simon Tess, Ois Aleph. And the Tumim has an interesting lashon over there. He says, it's Minig Yom Kadmenu. For all the years the Jews have been giving Shreichad to the Goyish non-Jewish dayanim. So obviously there has to be some heter. So he says a tremendous chiddush. He says the whole iser of shreichar, the one ksubis, the end of ksubis explains, shreichar comes from the word shahuchad. You become connected to the person. You become like a karev. If you give somebody money, he has automatic, you know, special feelings to you, and he's going to want to help you out. Similar to a karev. So the Tum says, since the halacha is that a karev is kosher for edus, and he's a big arichas to prove that a karev is also kosher to be a dayan when it comes to the edach and dayan echad of ben noyach. So since a karev could be a dayan, so you lost the whole problem of shreichad. The whole problem of shreichad is that you're making him into a karev. He has a special connection to you, but if a karev could be a dayan by ben noyach, then clearly we're not worried about that. Therefore, he paskins, you're allowed to give shreichad to a dayan, but on a practical level, it's mavur in the tumim that a dayan could be a karev. So even though we have this halacha of the Chazon Ish, that we're treating him very similar to the Dianim of Bnei Yisrael, that he has to keep Torah mitzvahs, at least his Zion mitzvahs Bnei Noach, he has to know the halachas, but we're seeing from the tumim that he could be a karev. So now we dealt with the issue of the dayan. Now the question is, how do we deal with the issue of the edus? The Gemara said, eight echad is enough to kill a Bnei Noach. Is this Eid Echad a real terrorist Eidus or not? For example, let's say somebody knows something, but he doesn't have an Eidus. There was no testimony. Could a dying kill a Benayach without an Eid testifying if he knew about it without an Eid testifying? For example, the interesting example I saw in the Zav Mashba from Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, he brings down that the Brisk Rav was bothered. Why didn't Adam kill Cain? It's pretty clear that Cain killed Hevel. Hevel's missing, and there's no one else that could have killed him besides Cain. So why didn't Adam have a chiyuv, midin dayin echad, to kill Cain? The Brisker Rav says, it's mavur, that it's not enough with the idea, rather you need a testimony. You need an eid echad to testify, I saw Cain kill Hevel. Since there was no one to testify, therefore Adam was not able to kill Cain. And he brings a raya from the Lashon of the Targum. This is Ramesh Shmuel quoting the Brisker Rav. The Targum says on the word, Shreifach dam Adam be'Adam, the Targum says, this is in Bereishis, Perek Tes, Pasuk Vav, Adam be'Adam means, if you shevich Adam be'Adam, it has to be done with Sahadin. Sahadin means Edom, so it sounds like you need a real Edus, you need a testimony. It's not enough with a Yediyah. The last Shaila about this topic is the Chinuch. In Mitzvah Chavav, he says you could kill somebody, you could kill a Ben Noach based on a Das Baldin. Based on a Das Baldin. If someone walks in the Bezin and says, I was over on the Issa Klaim, I was over on the Issa Birchus Hashem, you're allowed to kill him. So Mechaz Chinuch says that Svara, there's no Gemara in Shas that says that you could kill the Ben Noach based on the Asbatin, but it's a Svara. What's the Yisoid, why we don't kill on the Asbatin? So Kipshutai, the Rishonim say on the Aftes in Sanhedrin, earlier in the Masechta, they say the Yisoid is Adam Karavet to Latzmai, it's a Psal Karav. But since we know now a sugya that even a karev is neman, even a karev is neman when it comes to Ben Noach, so there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to use a das baldin. The only problem with das baldin is karev, and over here karev is neman, so you could kill a Ben Noach based on a das atzmi. So the Mechaz Chinuch explains the chinuch. However, the Mechaz Chinuch points out there are Rishayim, the Ravid, and others in Daftes early in the Masechta that say that's not the psul. This you can't be made on yourself to kill yourself. It's not because you're a karev. Rather, you don't have a terrorist aid. Aid means testifying about someone else. When you're testifying about yourself, you're not an aid. If the terrorist says you need two aidim, and you have one aid about yourself, and you're trying to be the second aid, you're not an aid. Not because you're a karev. Rather, you're not called an aid at all. Therefore, if the yisoid is that you're not an aid at all, the chinuch says, according to the Minchas chinuch says, according to the Ravid, if you're talking, you would not be able to kill someone based on his own testimony. At this point of the Minchas Chinuch, that according to the Ravid, you're not an aid, therefore you're not Neman. It's all, I think, with the Hanacha of this Brisker Rav that we just mentioned. Because if someone comes to the Bezdin, and all we needed for a Ben Noach is Yediyah, so if he's testifying about himself, it might not be called an aid according to the Ravid, but I could hear that Bezdin has Yediyah. We know if a person's coming into Bezdin, doesn't want to kill himself, and there's no problem of karev. The only problem is he's not an aid, so let him not be an aid. So you don't have an aid, but you might have a yediyah. But since we already said this halacha from Shmuel Shapiro and Brisker Rav, you need an edus, you need a testimony. So then the Mechaz Chinuch is saying a very logical thing, that according to the Ravid, that a person is being made on himself is not an aid, it's not called a testimony It's admitting something, but it's not a testimony. Testimony means saying about someone else, so you're not an aid. And since we said you need an aidus, you need a testimony, and this is not called a testimony, therefore you wouldn't be able to kill based on Adas Baldin. Now, continuing on with this topic of Eid Echod, there's an interesting rush in Bava Kama, Perek Aleph, Simon Yutes, brought down La Loch in the Torah of Hashmishba, Simon Tav Ches. The Rosh asking that a shor of a guy that gores a Yisrael, the Loch is you need two Eidim to get Mamoin out of the Benayach. The Loch is a Benayach shor gores a Yisrael's Mamoin or Yisrael himself, he has to pay money. But you need two Eidim for that. And actually the Mukhi Yosef argues in Bava Kama, and he says, you don't need two Eidim. The Mechaz Chinuch brings us down, in Mitzvah Nun Aleph, Eis Beis, and he asks on the Rosh, how could it be such a thing? If you're telling me, from our Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Misa is with the Eid Echa, one Eid comes, you could kill a Benoach. You have one Eid that saw him being over Eber Menachah, you're killing a Benoach. And to get money, you need two Eidim? Mechaz Chinuch. Chinuch says it's more Misa like in Mugi Yosef, but just like Eid Echad is enough for Misa when it comes to dealing with a Ben Noach, so to any time you're dealing with a Ben Noach, one Eid is enough. So the Eben Ezel, Mr. Mrs. Amin, Niski Momin, Periches, Alachid Gimel, Ois Beis, he wants to answer this to me on the Rosh. How could the Rosh say you need two Eidim by a Shor Hakam? He wants to say that there's a big difference between killing a Ben Noach and a Shor of Akum. Because when you're killing the Ben Noach, the Din Torah is only the Ben Noach. So the issue is this Ben Noach Chayav Misa? The halacha is that by a Ben Noach, Eidach is enough. But when a Shor of a Goy gores a Yisrael, there's two Balei Din. There's the Ben Noach who's trying to pater himself. He says he doesn't have to pay. And then there's the Yisrael that's trying to be Mitzi Mamon. So Mrs. Allen says a tremendous chiddush, but it's very logical. If a Yisrael is trying to be mighty mamon from a Benoach, the Yisrael cannot prove his claim without two Eidim. Because Bnei Yisrael and Dine Bnei Yisrael need two Eidim. So if you're a Ben Yisrael being Teveya the mamon, Enoch and Ami being Teveya from a Benoach, and usually from a Benoach, when we don a Benoach, it's enough with Eidach. But who's doing the tzvi over here? A Yisrael. So he wants to say that the Rosh holds, if Yisrael is being Teveya, and in Dine Yisrael you need to aid him, that even if you're being Teveya from Benoach, you're going to need to aid him. The Mugi Yosef clearly holds not like that. The Mugi Yosef holds, if the person that we're dealing with, the Dani, to know if he's Mechuyev, is a Benoach, so then we'll say, just like to kill him, it's enough with Eid Echad, so to make him Chayev Mammon, it's enough with Eid Echad. However, the Rosh holds that a person, a Yid, a Yisrael, to be Teveya Mammon, he needs to aid him. So even though by Misa, Eid Echad is enough, but when Yisrael is being Teveya Mamon, you would need to aid him. And according to this, it's an obvious thing that a Shor Ben Noach, which would gore another Ben Noach, then we'll only need Eid Echad. If the only reason we're saying that you need to aid him is because there's Yisrael involved, that means there's no special difference between Mamon and Misa, so it would only apply if he gores Yisrael, not if he gores Ben Noach. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara asks, on the halacha that we said that a Isha does not have a loch of dinim. We dash in Ishvla Isha that a Ish has a din to be a dayan to keep the dinim, to set up a court and keep the dinim properly, but not a Isha. The Gemara asks, a Isha le mifkido v'hoksiv ki yedatev l'man sheyetzave, says by Avram Avinu, who had the status of Ben Noach before Matan Torah, that he commanded his Bnei Beischo, which includes his Nashim, to keep stokah mishpat, mishpat stokah. Mishpat Stoka sounds like laws. So you see, even Nashim have the tzivoy of keeping dinim. Gemara says, "Hu ma'isav lo mufarek lo." He answered, "The pasuk means bana of ladin, mishpat means din, and beisay l'staka, his house. The Nashim only have to do staka, not really din." Now we brought down earlier machloikis Rashi and the Ran. What does it mean l'staka? The Ran holds the bnei noach a mitzvah in staka. There's another mitzvah besides the zayin mitzvah bnei noach called staka. Why is it not on the list? Because we don't count Kumbah says. That's what the Chiddushei Ran said. Nafnun hey. Rashi argued. Rashi said, Staka means Pshara. So Staka Mishpat means Din and Pshara. The Al Gemara sounds very clear like the Ran. If you look in the Ran earlier, he brought it right from this Gemara. The Gemara is saying, Bonav Ladin, Bonim have a Din to make Dayanim and have laws.
basically staka, but basically don't have the halacha of courts. All they have to do is staka. Sounds like it's not saying din, it's saying staka, nothing to do with pshara. However, if you look in the Yad Ramah, now Sugya, he brings down both pshatim, pshara and staka, and he says it's better to learn staka, but it's clear for him that you could learn the Gemara pshara also. Pshara is not really a din. You could learn the Gemara saying like this. It's mavur in the Yad Ramah, in the beginning of his words for sure, that he was able to understand the Gemara, is a halacha that you have to keep dinim. The Gemara asks, it's only by Anoshim, not by Noshim, by Avram, was Mitzav his Bonim, which included his daughters, for Staka Mishra. The Gemara answers, no, Bonav Ledin, basically Staka, which means Pshara. His daughters don't have any halacha to keep dinim, but they should do Psharas, try to make compromises. But only Bonav have din. You're able to learn the Gemara over here also that Staka means Pshara. Comes out of Maskana, it's better to learn that it means the mitzvah of Staka, but it's clear from the Adramah that you're able, as Rashi would have to say, that the Gemara means Bonav have regular din and basically have a din of Pshara, but it doesn't mean the mitzvah of Staka. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Tanra Banan, Ish, Matam Alam, Ish, the Rabbis is a Kusim, Shemus Horin al Rayas Ki Yisrael. There's an extra ribui that Kusim have to keep the Rayas of Yisrael. The Gemara asks, we know that from a different pasuk. We learned that from Lamer. Lamer is talking about Gilei Arayis. We had enough Nunvav. So why do you need the pasuk of Ish to be Ma'arba that Kusim have Arayis Ki Yisrael? The Gemara answers, the special pasuk of Ish is to be Ma'arba that they have to keep the Arayis that the Yisrael has that they don't have. The Gemara explains it means Naya Marasa. When it comes to Bnei Noach, they only have Bu'ulas Bao. An Ish means someone that was boil with her husband. They lived together. Then you have Allah of Eishes Ish, but if they just had an Erisin, you would not have the Allah of Misa. However, there's a Xeris Akas of Ish to be Ma'arba, that even Bnei Noach, who usually only have a rule of Bulas Baal, but by Naya Marasa, they will borrow the halacha from the Bnei Yisrael, and they would be Mechayiv Skila. So before in the Gemara, Yechayiv Skila, because since you're not doing Mitzad regular B'dinei Bnei Noach, so you're not going to get Saif, rather you get Skila. But it's not clear in the Gemara, do you need Eda, Ve'edim, Vasra? The suffix would be, do we say that he's a regular Bnei Noach? Bnei Noach do not need two Edim, they don't need a Bezin of Gimel, they don't need an Asra, Karav is Mutter, the whole list of special, unique halachas we had by the Dinim of a Bnei Noach. So do we say those apply because he's a Bnei Noach? It happens to be that Naya Marasa is not in the parasha of Bnei Noach, it's learnt out of the parasha of Bnei Israel, so then you don't have it in your own parasha, so you get skila because you're learning it out from the dinim of the Yisrael. But the other dinim, there's no reason to say you should have. Rashi's mavur throughout the sugya that you will not need Eda, Ve'edim, and Asra. However, Rabbeinu Yaina doesn't argue in Rashi, but he says there was makam leimar, there's room to say that you would need mamash like Yisrael. Since there's no mekar in the parasha of Ben Noach that you chayv and Naim Rasa, and the entire din that you chayv skila, the Yechayim Misa is all learned out from the parish of Yisrael. So it's very talking that you have all the dinim of Yisrael, and you'll need a Besen of 23, you'll need two Edim, and you'll need Hasra, Karvali Pasal, all the halachas of Bnei Yisrael, because you're only having this halacha because you're learning it out from the parish of Yisrael. Now there's a Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Sadi Oizches, and he asks the following question. There's a Chuvah Sarosh that says that the shear of Yud Gimel Shana is halacha al-Mashim Misina. Nowhere in the Torah does it say the shear of gadlus is 13 years. I mean, we notice psukim throughout the Torah that halachas apply only by ish, shlichus, kedushin, only by ish. What does the ish mean? We know you need a bendas. What's a bendas? We know 13. Where does that come from? So there's no real pasuk in Chumash. So says the Rosh, the shear of Yud Gimel Shana is halacha Moshe Mishina. That's called the ish, that's called the bendas for halachas of the Torah. Now, as a Rambam says a few times, that all Shurim of Olach HaMashim Sinai were not said to Bnei Noach, which means, if Bnei Noach eats a half of a kezayis of Eved Menachai, he's chayiv. If he steals less than a Sharaputa, he's going to be chayiv. All Shurim were never given, all the Olach HaMashim Sinai's of Shurim were never given to Bnei Noach, they're only given to Yisrael. Based on these two steps, coming out with a tremendous chiddush, a Bnei Noach will be chayiv even before he's 13. As long as we see that he's a bendas, someone's a 10, 11-year-old boy, and he eats Eved Menachai, or he steals, or he's Mevarech Hashem, we will be able to kill him. The only reason by Yisrael we don't kill you is because Halacha Moshe Sinai, they need to be 13. Benayach doesn't have that Halacha Moshe Sinai. The Mechas Chinuch says, based on this Rosh and Rambam, you will be able to kill a Benayach even before he's 13, as long as we see that he's a Ben Das. But he asks the following question. The Gemara Nazir, Daf Samach Bey, says that a Goy, a Benayach, cannot make Hegdish when he's a Katan. So the Mechas Chinuch says, why not? If the entire Shir of Yud Gimel Shana is based on Lach HaMashem Yisinai, and a Goy is in the Srabah that he can make Hegdish, carbon of a Goy, Ish is Marbe, that a Goy could make a carbon, a Goy could bring a carbon, he can make Hegdish. The Goy can make a carbon bring Hegdish. His Das has nothing to do with 13. The whole Lach HaMashem Yisinai of Yud Gimel Shana was only said by Yisrael, not by Ben Noach. So the Mechas Chinuch asks, according to the Rosh and the Rambam, why can't a Ben Noach be Magdish of Ahim before he's 13? He doesn't have an answer for this question. Lar Sameach, in Hilchus, Yisuri Biya, Perek Gimel, there's a long arichus about this, Mechas Chinuch, about a Ben Noach having to keep all the halachas even before he's 13. And he says, you can say a very simple answer. Since Ish is being marba, that a guy is like Yisrael, the pasuk of Ish is saying that Yisrael can bring a carbon. The extra word Ish is marba, that a guy is like Yisrael. So just like we find in our sugya, he compares it to our sugya, that we say that by a naim rasa, the halacha is you get skila, a ben noach gets skila. Why is a ben noach gets skila? Usually a ben noach gets saif. The answer is, a ben noach is, since he's tapping into our halachas, he, mitzad halachas of Abulas Baal, should not get misa. The only reason he's getting misa is because he's using our halachas, and by a Yisrael, we have a halach of skila, therefore he gets skila. So we can say the same thing. Since the whole din that he can be magdish is learnt of ish, that he's concluded in the dinim of Yisrael, that just like a Yisrael can make hagdish, so too a goy can make hagdish. So it's very mistaver, the Yerush Melech says, he only can do it when he's 13. Since he's being compared to us and learnt out from us, therefore, since by Yisrael it's only when he's 13, therefore, even though a ben noach for all ancient is before he's 13, that's because he's not learning it out from us. But over here that he's learning it out from us, halacha would be that he has to be 13. Based on this logic, I think it would come out that the Yerush Melech would hold an alasugya also. If a guy with the bond, a Nair Murasa, that he's getting skila, it might be only if he's 13. Because since the whole halacha that he's getting skila is based on learning out Nair Murasa from our halachas, and by our halachas we have a halacha that you're 13, so he'll also have to be 13. If we're saying that by Hegdish he's being compared to a Yisrael and he has to be 13, so by Nair Murasa also he should have to be 13.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.